Hello, podcasters. How do we change the world? One successful podcast at a time. You're listening to Become a Successful Podcaster with host Bruce Chamoff. Rate him on Apple Podcasts.
You have a podcast? Now it's time to grow it. Build your audience, monetize, and more. It's all about becoming a successful podcaster. Now here's your host, Bruce Chamoff.
Hey, this is Bruce Chamoff from the New York City Podcast Network and the World Podcast Network, helping you succeed with your podcast and everything from branding to monetization to audience growth to guest interviews and everything else that it takes to succeed with your podcast. Subscribe to this channel if you want to succeed with your podcast. And I want to just help you. So if you have any questions after this video or during the video, leave your comments below. Also, thumb up the video because I have so many videos to help you subscribe. This is my video podcast, and the podcast network is nycpodcastnetwork.com. Sign up for free. Now, the question is, what's the fastest way to edit your podcast? The fastest way. And the question is, should you even be editing your podcast? Let me ask you something. In the comments, you can tell me, have you actually edited your podcast? Or have you farmed it out, outsourced it to somebody else? Let's face it, editing podcasts is a very boring task. It makes people not want to podcast for that particular reason. Now, if you want to edit your podcast, you can, first of all, do it very quickly for free. You can just download Audacity. All right, just Google Audacity. It's not audacity.com. So you Google Audacity. It's a free podcast editing tool. You upload your MP3 and it's easy. If you want to, first of all, get into podcasting and you haven't started your podcast yet, you want to do it quickly, you want to do it for free, I have another video. You can actually look at the link below or you can actually just see it here in this particular video. Now, I want to help you succeed with your editing of your podcast, because we both know, we all know, that editing podcasts is boring, it's tedious, you want to farm it out. We have a bunch of editing services right on the marketplace on New York City Podcast Network /podcast-marketplace. So definitely look there. Also, if you have a podcast and you want to sign it up for free, exactly what you're going to do. Sign up for free on the New York City Podcast Network. You can upgrade for a lot of cool services, but it's always free. All right. Now, editing podcasts, you can do on Audacity. Again, search Google for Audacity. And what's interesting is if you can actually see in your video, you can see in your audio, you can see the little waveform, right? When you're talking, there are very big waveforms. It's basically those triangles. But if there's a space where you're saying, or ah, or any of those filler words, right? We hate listening to other people go, all those. You can edit those out because when you're talking, the waveforms are very big. When you're saying, they're very low, right? So you got that. You can take your mouse, slice out the filler words, slice out the ums, slice out the ahs. My big problem is I say, you know, and I never even hear myself saying it until after I listen to the recording. I say, you know, blah, 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 you know, blah, 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 you know, you know, you know. It is really annoying when I play it back. And I can't imagine people listening to that and saying, hey, this guy's annoying because he says, you know, all the time. I edit those out. Okay, you can leave some ums in there. You can leave some ahs in there because it's natural to say those things when you're talking. But I have heard podcasts where every five words,
become a successful podcaster. We'll be right back after these messages.
Leadership, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starfleet Leadership Academy. Its ongoing mission to develop leaders through Star Trek, to boldly go where no podcast has gone before. A Star Trek podcast told through the lens of leadership development. Subscribe today, the Starfleet Leadership Academy.
Become a Successful Podcaster is now back.
And sometimes there's an accent and they go, and it's just annoying. I also don't like when somebody says and all the time. For example, we started a podcast and while they're thinking about what to say, they stretch out that and. It's like, and stretch out, edit that out. You can see that the waveform is very small, right? I have a video that you can see on how to edit your podcast with Audacity. Check that video out. Now, other ways of editing your podcast is you can do it strictly with the audio, right? Do it with Audacity, right? But you also can edit out the wording. There are really cool services out there that will just edit out anything you don't know yourself. In other words, you don't want to listen to that podcast. You've already recorded it. You have already listened to it. You're tired of hearing your own voice. I know I'm tired of hearing my voice. So I hire other people to edit my podcast because I just can't listen. But if you don't have the money to do that and you just want to edit yourself, you can do it. Okay. Editing podcast is very important. Now, let me ask you, should you edit your own podcast? That's a big question. Because if you're blogging, let's say, for instance, you write a blog post and your grammar isn't good, your spelling isn't good. Somebody who can't spell doesn't know that they're spelling a word wrong. They just don't know how to spell. It's not like, you know, you can't fault people for spelling wrong or incorrectly because their spelling isn't good, right? It's not, they just don't write well. And in that process, they will spell words wrong, just natural. You can't edit your own blog post because you don't know. That's why you have to give it to an expert. And the same thing goes with your podcast. You can't really hear the flaws in your voice, or you can't really hear the filler words. I don't hear myself say, you know, until after I listen to it. I'm trying very hard now not to say it, okay? So another big problem is you got so. I say, okay. I say, you know. Every once in a while, I say, It's okay to do it once. Also, let's go back to the blogging example. A lot of people do not speak well. They do not have grammar skills. And in the process, they don't speak well, which spills over into your podcast. And the audience notices that. And it also spills over into your writing, your blog post, right? You want to hire someone to help out, to do the proofreading, do the copy editing. Well, I can't hear my own problems in my podcast. I'll admit that. And everybody has flaws in podcasting. There's no perfect podcaster. So hire somebody. Go to the marketplace on the NYC Podcast Network. You can hire somebody very, very, very cheaply. It's by every 5 or 15 minutes or the hour. It's whatever you want. Or do it yourself for free with Audacity. If you have any questions, definitely thumb up the video. And obviously leave comments below. Let me know your comments. Let me know your questions. Subscribe to this channel. And also sign up your website for free at nycpodcastnetwork.com. Also, if you're a female with a female-hosted podcast, you can also get your podcast onto mediagirlnetwork.com. Talk to you guys in the next video and definitely subscribe. I look forward to helping you succeed with your podcast.